This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Hopefully you had a great Christmas. You are enjoying a great Christmas and looking ahead to New Year. Here comes the news in a simple form of Icelandic. It's called Oithskulith. All the way through the year, of course, we try to bring you some new Icelandic words by reading the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And Bjarni here once again as we look ahead to New Year. Now, I think less goes on at New Year than Christmas, perhaps. It's not a four-day festival like Christmas seems to be in Iceland.
No, it's a bit different. And also maybe some people are more family time the Christmas days, and then more friends and party time during the New Year's.
There is one big event, though, that always takes place on New Year's Eve, which is something we've talked about before, a very big TV event, which will be part of the story as we go through it here. So you'll find the text for this to follow along on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. That'll be online wherever you get this. And we shall go through this story from the start and then line by line. So take it away.
Já, takk. Á gamlárskvöld skýtur fólk upp flugeldum og kveikir brennur. Þá líka áramótaskaupið í sjónvarpinu. Gamlárskvöld gaman á Íslandi. Fólk skýtur upp flugeldum og fer og brennur. Sum bæjarfélög skipuleggja stórar flugeldasýningar. Margt fólk skýtur líka upp flugeldum heima hjá sér. Klukkan 10.30 að kvöldi verður allt hljótt. Þá fara Íslendingar inn að horfa á sjónvarpið. Þá sýnt áramótaskaupið. Áramótaskaupið grínþáttur sem gerir grína því sem gerðist á árinu. Svona getur þú hort á þáttin. Á RÚV með texta á síðu 888 í textavarpinu, í spilara á rúf.is, í RÚV appinu, með enskum texta á RÚV 2. Eftir áramótaskaupið byrjar fólk aftur að skemmta sér. Vinir og fjölskyldur hittast. Miðnætti himinninn fullur af flugeldum því þá byrjar nýtt ár. Fólk heldur áfram að skemmta sér langt fram á nótt. Hugtök. Brenna bál sem fólk kveikir í á gamlárskvöld. Áramótaskaup sjónvarpsþáttur sem gerir grín að atburðum ársins.
Okay, so we're going to hear a lot about this television program. We did do a show on this last year from RÚV English Radio, but excitement is building in Iceland as we await to see what this year's Áramótaskaup TV show is all about. Let's put that back into context in this story. We'll go through it line by line.
Já. Á gamlárskvöld skýtur fólk upp flugeldum og kveikir brennur. During New Year's Eve, people will, well, shoot up fireworks, like we would say it, and lit some, what do you call it?
Bonfires.
Bonfires, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, around town, actually. Yeah, they were thinking of having less of them, but
yes.
then they stopped that at least for this year.
Yeah, the last we knew was that they were not going to cancel some
exactly.
of the, this is in Reykjavik, of course.
Yes, yeah.
The capital.
Yeah. Þá líka áramótaskaupið í sjónvarpinu. And then we also have the New Year's fun in the on television.
What does that word actually, because if you break it down, ára would be
ára, year, mót, meeting, the meeting of the 2 years, and skaup is, well, wit, fun, joke.
So yes. It's the New Year yes. meeting joke.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Or the New Year joke meeting, I
yeah,
suppose.
Yeah, you makes, could say,
makes
yeah.
more sense.
Because skaup is like, well, a bit formal, a bit old maybe, but always used, of course, for this program. So a piece of fun.
Do you know what confused me when I first saw the word a couple of years ago, or longer than that now? Mm. I wasn't seeing skaup, I was seeing kaup.
Oh,
and
of
so
course.
I was thinking it's the New Year purchase, or the
yeah,
New Year buying of
yeah,
some
yeah,
kind,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's not, that's different.
No, no,
word.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's yeah. the word, if you divide it, it's aura, then mota, and then finally skaup.
So it's the New Year joke meeting.
Já.
Let's go with that.
Já.
Okay.
Gamlarskvöld gaman á Íslandi. New Year's Eve is real fun in Iceland. Fólk skítur upp flugöldum og fer á brennur. People will shoot up some fireworks and go to the bonfires. Sum bæjarfélög skipuleggja stórar flugeldasýningar. Some, well, communes or towns will organize big firework displays. Margt fólk skítur líka upp flugeldum heima hjá sér. Many people also shoot themselves some fireworks at home. And that's maybe the thing that has been so, yes, a bit special here, that it's a bit everybody in their backyard. So it becomes so much that you don't really see anything for a moment.
Yes, and not in this story, but the fact it's still the case, I think, isn't it, that the sale of fireworks helps to fund Landsbjörg, which is the Rescue and Accident Prevention Society.
Yes, it's one of the, or I think the biggest revenue is selling fireworks. So people, of course, everybody wants to support them.
By doing this very dangerous thing.
But at the same time, you have to be very careful and the pollution can get really bad. It's a very unforgettable moment.
It certainly is. Yes. But we're not quite there yet in the story, are we?
No. Because first we have to watch telly.
Yes, yes.
Klukkan 10:30 kvöldi verður allt hljótt. At 10:30 in the evening, everything goes quiet. Þá fara Íslendingar inn að horfa á sjónvarpið. Because then the Icelanders will go inside to watch telly. Þá sýnt áramótaskaupið. Then we show this New Year's Eve fun program. Áramótaskaupið grín þáttur sem gerir grín að því sem gerðist á árunu. The áramótaskaup is a comedy show that makes fun of things that happened during the year.
Two elections this year, so a lot to make fun of, I think.
Yes, and of course it's a very hard job for the script editors to try to revise the whole year and to choose, because it's about 45 minutes long, so they have to choose carefully and think exactly what will stand out.
Well, plenty to talk about this year.
Absolutely. That is always very interesting, and a huge debate afterwards, what was in, what was not.
There really is. I mean, it's a real talking point for like the first week of the new year.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see that sketch? Did you see that? What did you think? And all that. Yeah. Svona getur þú hort á þáttin. By these means you can watch the show. Á rúf með texta á síðu 888 í textavarpinu. At rúf with subtext, with the 888 texting, the old good old teletext.
The old-fashioned subtitling.
Yeah, exactly. Í spilara á rúf.is, at the rúf.is player, í rúf appinu, in the app from Roof, með enskum texta á Roof 2, and we even have it with English translation on Roof 2.
And that's a pop-up channel. It's not always on, but for events such as this, you'll find it in the channel listing. If you're in Iceland, in fact, I think you can watch it outside of the country too. We watched it in the UK a couple of times.
I think they have it open for everybody during this, because, of course, Icelanders abroad and many others.
So if that's still the case, I think it is, then get it on about 10:40, 10:50, something like that, I think it is.
Icelandic time and UK winter time. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Eftir áramótaskaupið byrjar fólk aftur að skemmta sér. So after watching the show, people start again having fun, and hopefully they did also during the show.
A different kind of fun.
Fun. Vinir og fjölskyldur hittast, friends and families will meet. Miðnætti himinninn fullur af flugeldum, því þá byrjar nýtt ár. Around midnight, the skies are full of fireworks because then the new year starts. Fólk heldur áfram að skemmta sér langt fram á nótt. and people will continue having fun long into the night.
Our flat's in Kupavogur, and we're on the third floor. We've got a nice view over towards Reykjavik, towards the city. But at that height, at that time, our flat, our windows, or looking out of the windows, it was a bit like being in a war zone, if I'm honest. It was
so
noisy, and it was incredibly impressive. But we it looked like we had a view of every single firework that was going off in Iceland.
Yeah.
There were lots of them.
And if the wind is still, so then it can get, in the valleys, it can get really full of fog.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, it's not great for pets, but that's a whole other conversation.
Exactly.
We can maybe have at some
point.
So we are aware that if you have a dog or a cat or another animal who's confused by what's going on, this is not a pleasant night for them.
No, sadly not. No. And finally, a little glossary. Brenna bál sem fólk kveikir í á gamlárskvöld. Like we call it, just a burning site, a bonfire that people will lit up during New Year's Eve. Og áramótaskaup sjónvarpsþáttur sem gerir grín að atburðum ársins. And the áramótaskaup is a TV show that makes fun of the events of the year.
And you'll find all of that text, of course, on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. As we say, hope you had a great Christmas and are looking forward to New Year. And we will talk next year.
Yeah.
Bjarni, thank you very much indeed. Happy New Year. We say that how?
Yeah. Gleðilegt ár.
Gleðilegt ár. Happy New Year. And sumi leiðis.
Yeah. Same takk fyrir.
Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are English at ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.